Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're all very, very well. Crikey Moses, we have had a 5% day again on Bitcoin, and guess what? We're starting to show signs of the bulls returning. Ooh, let's see what happens over the coming days. It is a very good sign, I will suggest. For example, look, if I just jump in now and have a look at Bitcoin. Of course, you know, we had that low at 6,075 in the most recent potential higher low, and today we're sitting at 6,681, a very good big green candle. Now, the interesting thing is that it pulled straight through that cradle zone. I was talking about it yesterday, and I have been across my subscription services and on all different media. Really important that we didn't just sort of create a little bearish candle and break down. This is a very bullish sign. This bullish candle, we failed again in that cradle zone. And if I look at the weekly now, the weekly has a bearish candle, but it looks very much more bullish at the moment. Now, of course, this can change very, very quickly. So as much as the positives need to be looked at and understood, so the negatives also, or the potential for the downside, needs to be discussed as well. Right now, however, you know, there really isn't anything bearish to look at, okay? The weekly, if it breaks the low of the weekly candle, that would be bearish. But the low of that candle is 6,075. So we are $600 away from that right now. And of course, we can see that change very, very quickly. But for right now, for as it stands, right at this moment in time, we are starting to look a lot more bullish. Now, this is very good news for us and for the people that are predicting 22,000 to 25,000 for the end of the year. We need to see the price change. We've been in a downtrend for a long time, and there's been wild optimism, a lot of hope. A lot of people that are just saying it's going to go, keep buying the dips. People have been saying that since 17,000. There's a lot of people out there hurting, and I don't like to see that. I went to an event recently in Melbourne where a number of people, a lot of the audience, as a matter of fact, were entering around December. Now, these people have gone through a world of pain, and that's a great educational experience for them. It's helping them to understand, well, I should hope so anyway, helping them to understand that just wildly diving into things is not the way to do it. Now, you guys being a listener of the show for quite some time now understand completely that it's about understanding what it is you're doing, having a plan, executing that plan, and being patient. Patience is one of the things that I cover so many times in my podcast, in my content. Everywhere you look for me, you'll hear something about patience, because it is the most important tool that I can't teach you. Yes, I teach you a way of being patient through the use of checklists. Okay, everything I do is written in a written literal checklist for my trading strategies, three trading strategies, all with complete written checklists. Then, of course, on the subscription, like MarketView, for example, it's all about patience. Wait. And in the last couple of weeks, we haven't had a huge amount of great trading opportunities. We've had a couple, not a huge amount. And of course, that's meant that there's been requiring a lot of patience. And the members that are in the community understand this, because I'm talking to them each day, especially the ones that are on my scans every single day. But right now, we have exercised our patience, and we're going to need to do this for a bit longer, because right now, we're not there yet. We are not there yet. But we are starting to look a lot more bullish. And if we can get above 68.43 on this particular chart I'm looking at, we'll have a higher low, which will confirm that as a high, sorry, a higher high, which will confirm the 6,075 as a higher low. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will be positive. Looking at Ethereum, looking very similar to Bitcoin on the chart there, as is Bitcoin Cash. And it's getting very close to me being stopped out of my hedge trade, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, was from back at $1,200. Back on the 21st of the 5th of this year. So a number of months I've been in that short. It has played out very, very well. And if we do see a market recovery and we go past the levels I got short there, then not only will I have had a great hedge, but that will end up being profit in my trading account. Looking bullish, more bullish at the moment, but still needs to break the higher low there on Bitcoin Cash. Just doing a sentiment scan quickly, EOS against the dollar, it's had another good day, 8 or 9% up. It had a good day yesterday as well. It's still very much in a strong downtrend. However, there is some divergence, and we are bouncing off 653, which has been support, but it is a more bearish chart than Bitcoin as an example. Cardano also grinding up another 10% day right now. We need to see Cardano get above the level of roughly about 16 sense for us to have that higher low set in and a higher high. It's very, very close to that. Lumen again up 5.5%. Now, we talked about that yesterday, having already created a higher low and higher high. A really positive chart, and one that I'm keeping a very close eye on for trading opportunities leading into the rest of the week. NEO, we're looking pretty average, to be honest. It's still not looking great. We've got a long way to go till we create a higher high. We're up 8%, looking okay. 4-hour looking quite good there, actually. Nice looking trend. IOTA also chugging along quite nicely. Really nice bounce off of the cradle zone. Ripple also having a nice 4-hour trend. A really good day today, up 5.8%, which is decent for Ripple at the moment, and above that support of 45 cents. And finally, looking at Litecoin, held off of that $73 support level and looking more bullish with 5.6%. Up again today. The sentiment across the top 10 right now, and you know I like to look at the top 10, is starting to be a lot more green. We've had multiple green days, but it's not just the fact that they're green days. It's the way the charts are setting up. It's the way the structure is starting to come in. It's the consistency in the buying that I'm seeing here. It's not just a crazy big spike and then nothing more. We are still getting some big waves of buying, but it's not happening in 1 5-minute candle, guys. We did see a big spike today on the 15-minute, where we saw actually the move itself. The biggest candle was from 383 up to 460, so $130. You know, it's not a huge thing. And then the consistency in the buying is what's been coming now. I've been talking to you about these crazy spikes for quite a while now. They seem to have disappeared for the time being, and the way the buying is coming in this time is much more conducive of a stronger looking market. So with that, guys, keep the faith, keep your head down, keep managing your risk. We're not there yet, but we're starting to see some bullish signals starting to come in. If you're missing out on what's to come, it's on you, okay? If you don't know how to trade, if you haven't got the strategies, and you do not understand what you've got to do, you're going to miss out on something phenomenal in this next bull run if it comes shortly. Get on board, check out tradercobb.com, have a look at what I'm doing there, and just think about what it can do for you. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.